Welcome to Minutes of Truth radio program brought to you by the Ellettsville Church of Christ. We invite you to open your Bible and follow along as Paul Adams leads us in a study of God's Word.
Welcome to this Minutes of Truth radio broadcast. My name is Paul Adams and Mark Schatz is here. We're studying Luke chapter 5. We'll begin in verse 27 today. As we look at this chapter, we see how Jesus is dealing with so many different people who have different needs. Some people can't even see what their needs are. And so as we look at this and we consider this, Jesus encounters someone else as we begin in verse 27. And we'll probably look down through verse 32 today. As we look at this, Mark, we see that Jesus encounters a tax collector named Levi.
Yeah, we're going to pick up in verse 27, and there's this tax collector sitting there, and just some information about tax collectors is Jewish people would have viewed the Jews who were tax collectors as lower than life. They were scum of the earth. They were collaborators with the Roman Empire. They were looked down upon. And that's central to our story and interesting to our story because we're going to actually see some people who are looking down upon these tax collectors and sinners. And that plays into the remaining part of the chapter that we can look at. But we noticed in chapter 5 how Jesus encountered another man that was similarly a social outcast, one of the lepers. And Jesus heals him and talks to him and provides what he needs. And we're going to see that same thing happening here. It's interesting how Jesus is able to see people and see the value of people and the value of their souls, and he sees through their current circumstances to be able to give them what they need to be able to be forgiven of their sins and to come to him. And we see that happening here with Levi. Verse 27, I'll just read verse 27 and 28 talking about Levi. It says, after that, Jesus went out and noticed a tax collector named Levi sitting in the tax booth, and he said to him, follow me. And he left everything behind, got up, and began to follow him. And Paul, when we look at these two verses, it's really interesting. Here's Jesus, and he goes out, and he notices these untouchables. He notices these people that, you know, polite Jews would maybe overlooked or tried not to associate with, tried not to look at. But Jesus sees this man, and he sees him as a man. He's a tax collector. He sees that he has spiritual needs. He needs to follow Jesus. He needs what Jesus can offer, the teaching that is there. And one of the really interesting things is how Levi responds to him. How does he respond to him, Paul?
Well, when Jesus says, follow me, it says he left all, rose up, and followed him. Now, Mark, when I was looking at this, I was considering, well, is there something else missing there? But when you tie it together, you see that if he rose up, he literally just kind of left what he was doing, left the tax collecting assessment place that he was at, got up and followed after Jesus. Jesus realized, as you pointed out, that there was something that Levi was lacking that he needed in his life, and so Levi was ready to follow.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. You use the word realized. That plays a really key part in our story here as it unfolds, as Luke writes it out and we can see what's going on. Levi realized he needed something, and he realized that what he needed was what Jesus, his teaching, what Jesus was offering. Here's this tax collector, Levi. We don't see where he was healed of any physical infirmity or anything. So he could hear Jesus' teaching, and he could know that he had a spiritual need. And in that, he is much wiser than some people we're going to meet further down in the story. And not only could Levi see that he had a spiritual need that Jesus could meet, we look in verse 29 and it says, Levi gave a big reception for Jesus, him and his house. And there was a great crowd of tax collectors and other people who were reclining at the table with them. So we see Levi, and he's there, and he not only realizes that he has a spiritual need, and he realizes that Jesus is able to fulfill that spiritual need. Maybe he had heard about the story earlier where Jesus illustrated that he had the power to forgive sins and to show that he had the power to forgive sins on earth, that he healed the paralyzed man. Maybe he had heard about that, and he realized that he needed to follow Jesus, And he also was able to look at his friends and see the spiritual need that his friends have. Because he gives this big reception there in his house, and there's this great crowd of tax collectors and these other people who were reclining at the table with him, it talks about. Paul, there's some people who are going to see that, who aren't as enlightened, really, as Levi was. And what's their reaction going to be?
Well, we read in verse 30 that it was the scribes and the Pharisees. And what they did was they grumbled or they complained against Jesus and his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? Why would you even waste your time being with these kind of people?" And as you mentioned, Jesus saw Levi and saw the value that this man had as a human being. But their attitude was that he was a reject. He was an outcast.
He wasn't even worth them spending their time on, is the way that they would look at it. Of course, we're going to see some things also as we go through the book of Luke about the Pharisees and the scribes. They were people of the time that if you thought, okay, who's the most religious people at the time? The man on the street in the Jewish world would have said, oh, it's the Pharisees, it's the scribes. But we're going to see that that's not true, that they appeared to be religious, but that they were lacking in many ways. Jesus noticed individuals. He saw the value in individuals. He looked past their circumstances, like they were a tax collector or they were a leper, and he was able to focus in and focus on individuals who had needs. We see Levi here. He's able to see his need and see that Jesus can fulfill it. He's able to see that his friends have this spiritual need and that Jesus is able to fulfill it. But we come to these Pharisees and scribes and we see that they're blind. They're blind to the needs of others and they're blind to their own needs. And we're going to see that they're just grumbling at things. Why do you even waste your time with these people? How's Jesus answering, Paul?
Well, we see that he talks about those who need a doctor. He answered in verse 31, "Those who are well have no need of a physician." He would tell the scribes and the Pharisees, "You think you are just spiritually fine. You think you're the important ones, the ones who have it all together." But Jesus came to those who were sick. And he says, "I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." And so Jesus makes a great point here that they needed to be able to be humble enough, or for anyone to follow Jesus, has to be humble enough to see how much they need a Savior. Now, Mark, I noticed something here that we talked about before, that the scribes and the Pharisees, they're always talking. They're not following, but they're always talking. They are grumbling, they're complaining, they're saying, but when Levi's called, he puts away what he's doing, gets up, and follows Jesus.
Yeah, it's shocking, really, their inability to listen. And maybe it's because they thought they were the righteous. Maybe it's because they thought they were well and they couldn't see their own spiritual needs. But we do see that in this chapter and really throughout the book of Luke and in the Gospels, that the Pharisees and the scribes are always talking. They're grumbling. They're saying. And we're going to look next week when we start verse 33. They said to him again. They're arguing with Jesus. Whereas those who recognize that they need something spiritually are willing to listen to Jesus. And we see a great difference here. The Pharisees and the scribes, they're not going to be saved while they're talking because they're not listening to Jesus. And Jesus points that out. What's really sad, Paul, is that these Pharisees and the scribes, they cannot see that they are sick. They cannot see that they're sinners because they have such a high opinion of themselves.
And they need a Savior just as bad as Levi did. When you think about that today as you're listening, those who are ready to come to Jesus are those who realize that they have sin, that they have failed God, they have fallen short of the glory of God. It may be that they're social outcasts and they feel rejected and they feel troubled in their lives. When we realize that we really are sick, that is when we're ready to come to the great physician who can have healing for us if we'll submit to his will. We're so thankful that you've listened today. We hope you'll listen again next time as we pick up in Luke chapter 5, verse 33, and study with us for a few more minutes of truth.
Minutes of Truth is presented by the Ellettsville Church of Christ, meeting at 303 West Temperance Street in Ellettsville, Indiana. We invite you to our worship services on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Bible study times are 9:45 a.m. on Sunday and 7 p.m. on Wednesday. We hope you will join us again next week at the same time for a few more minutes of truth.